The election of Donald Trump jump-started activism around the country. Hundreds of thousands of people attended the Women's March in Washington earlier this year. And since the election, people have organized to bring attention to immigration rights, income distribution, and climate change. In Brattleboro, two women's groups formed independently, and now they've come together to work with Planned Parenthood to improve and protect abortion services in Windham County. VPR's Hardwise Tisman has this report.
Willow O'Farrell is a filmmaker and photographer who lives in Brattleboro. And she says after the election, local activist groups met to talk about how they wanted to protest the agenda of the incoming administration. O'Farrell says she didn't see enough focus on women's health issues, so she helped start a new group.
We formed in the wake of the Trump election and formed the Women's Action Team with the explicit purpose of advancing reproductive justice and combating rape culture and misogyny. And so we are here to say we are not going to take this. We are fighting back.
On the other side of town, Lisa Ford saw Trump's win as a direct assault on abortion rights. And so she started a group she called Planned Parenthood Defenders to directly support abortion rights in Windham County.
This is a legal medical procedure that every woman has a legal right to access. And even if one woman cannot access this service, that's too many.
Ford reached out to the Planned Parenthood office in Brattleboro, originally to find out what she could do to support their work. And she says she was surprised to find out that they did not provide abortions there. Two medical clinics in Brattleboro do offer abortions, but if a woman prefers service by Planned Parenthood, which has a fund that can help low-income women, she has to go to Keene, New Hampshire. And so Ford says that creates a bunch of different challenges. New Hampshire has a parental consent law for minors, and there are also barriers to transportation. And so Ford says the two groups are now working together to raise money for a transportation fund and to work with Planned Parenthood to expand services in Windham County.
I think this is an opportunity in a political climate when so many states around the country are looking to limit access to abortion services and to birth control and to Planned Parenthood, that we can shine as a community and show the rest of the country that there are people here who want more access to abortion services, who want more Planned Parenthood in our villages, and who want reproductive health care to be accessible to everyone.
The groups held an event this past weekend to raise money for its transportation fund, and Ford says they want to start a program that would provide support to women who have to travel to get an abortion. Lucy LaRiche is with Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, Vermont, and she says the organization has been trying to expand its abortion services in Brattleboro. LaRiche says Planned Parenthood is working with the two Brattleboro groups to assess the level of care it offers in southeastern Vermont.
It is very unusual for a community to approach us and ask for abortion care or any services, really. I mean, this is an extraordinary circumstance. And so we absolutely welcome this partnership and these individuals bringing this concern to our attention. And we really hope that we can work together to meet the goal of providing the abortion care that's being requested in Brattleboro.
Planned Parenthood of Northern New England is now doing a feasibility study to see if abortions could be offered in its current space or if the group needs to find a new facility to expand its services to women in Windham County. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.